More news, go to our website, usaradio.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, welcome to the Dr. Nick Show with Nicholas Nikoloff. I am your co-host, Holly Rokes, and you are listening to the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. Please visit Dr. Nick's website at www.drnikoloff.com. That is www.drnikoloff.com. And you can also call into us if you call 1-866-BIZ-TALK. And for those who don't know the number, it's 866-249-8255. Today we are going to be talking about body image, along with different plastic surgeries that are on the rise versus ones in the past that have not been. But before we get onto that topic, I would like to say that I am trying very hard, Dr. Nick, to stay cool in this LA heat right now. I actually read somewhere yesterday that they said that every single state had the highest temperatures to record yesterday.
Every single state?
Well, on the West Coast, I believe.
Well, I know in the state in my house is kind of on the hot side.
Yes, it's very hot.
We had the fortune of an air conditioning unit breaking down.
But even in AC, it's still ridiculously hot. It's not comfortable. I remember yesterday I read somewhere and it said that the valley was 120 degrees at its peak, which that's awful. It was not very good at all.
So where were you hanging out?
I was at my friend's pool, actually, all day yesterday in West Hollywood, so I was staying very cool in the water. I wanted to go to the beach, but sometimes when it's that hot, it's uncomfortable at the beach, too, just because the sand gets so hot.
It's not the place to be.
No.
When it's that hot, I think you're better off just having a nice pool, dipping in there, and having a cold drink right next to you.
What
can be better?
I did. That as well. You also need some shade, so that way when it's too much in the sun, you can go and relieve yourself. And at the beach, I don't like the umbrellas sometimes. It's not enough with the sun changing and stuff. Anyways, that's just me rambling on. But anyways, we're staying cool.
So you came to L.A. to be by the pool,
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
But I am a beach baby, though. I do really love the beach. It just has to be a little bit not this hot.
You must have grown up in Maine.
I did, exactly. Right by the water. Our entire town actually is on the water, so it's very nice. I definitely love the ocean. That's like my happy place. But anyways, back to topic.
Well, I understand now why you want to talk about body image, having been by the pool in a bathing suit all day.
Exactly. But I do think, though, that the media is doing a little bit better job of trying to filter out the type of images that we are receiving for this generation versus in the past. Because I feel like there was some magazine covers lately that I've seen where there have been like plus size models on the cover and people are doing pictures as covers where they're not having any makeup on, no retouching. A lot of celebrities are opting for that as well. So I do think it's a little better. I don't think it's great. But I think that we are taking the right steps forward in order to help with how people are being seen in the media. That's just my
opinion. Well, to be honest, I'm not so sure that's all that intentional, at least not to help society. And maybe I'm just one of those cynics, but yes, we've done too much of the retouching, too much of trying to seek perfection, or whatever the perfection of the day image is. And all of a sudden, what draws more attention is having a celebrity without makeup. Wow. Mm-hmm. Everybody's seen them all retouched and looking perfect.
Right, so they want to get more real with them. They want to see what they look like on a day-to-day and like when they get up out of bed.
And I think it just comes to what's going to draw more attention. And that does. Having someone a little bigger and maybe not your traditional model size or actress size that can be on a cover of a beauty magazine, of course, everybody's going to talk about it. And you can understand why it hasn't happened too much.
Right, which is why, but I think that's good, though. I think that...
Well, I think it's fantastic, but frankly, I don't believe it's just done for the good of humanity, and I hate to be a cynic. I think it just, that's what draws attention. And if you have a magazine, you want to sell it, and if you're going to sell it, you got to draw attention to it and people to be interested in.
But I think also you just need to have some sort of controversy, which, I mean, we're here talking about it, so obviously they're doing something right. But I think also with the models in Europe, I know that they have, like, a standard now that if they don't hit a certain weight or their, like, BMI doesn't match up to what is considered healthy, they're not putting the models on the runways anymore, which I think is also a good step forward to help so that we're not looking at, you know, obscure body image that's always in the media right now.
Well, you know, Europe is a different scene. And when you look at Europe, what people find attractive, it's a different set of norms. And of course, they have to be different. And are you going to have a pound per height that you have to be that to be on a magazine? I mean, that's kind of ridiculous as well. You have to weigh a certain amount, and who is the judge to say that that is the right thing? Who is to say that if you're too thin, then you can be on the cover? Maybe that's just your metabolism. Doesn't mean you're trying to be that way.
But I think when they're that thin, though, I mean, I've known some models who have worked the runway, and they are just naturally thin, but even they say that they have to still monitor and pay attention to what they're eating and what they're doing because they want to be thinner. Like, they still have pressures even if they're naturally thin and they have a high metabolism. I just think that moving away from that, I think that we are going into the right direction more and more. But I don't know if it's going to stay or not, or if it's going to stick. But the hope is that it will.
At the end of the day, we all have to grow up. We all have to believe in ourselves, trust ourselves, and figure out what makes you happy. Don't try to set someone or follow somebody else's set rules. They're telling you, you should be this, you should be thinner, you should be heavier, you should be taller, you should be shorter. Wear heels, wear 4-inch, 5-inch, 2-inch, and everybody's following. It's okay to be yourself.
Yeah.
And if you see a slightly different version of yourself and you want to tweak a few things, that's okay, but be happy.
No, absolutely, but I think that, you know, the pressures for body image isn't just from the media. I think it also can come from your friends and your family. I know growing up, I was very fortunate that, you know, growing up in Maine, I was always active. I was always outside. I was swimming, I was hiking, I was biking, running, playing sports, all that fun stuff. So I never really had an issue with that. But I do remember that even at a young age, I went to soccer camp for a week. And one of my friend's moms took the two of us to camp. And on the way, we stopped at Subway to get a sandwich. And the mother actually said to her daughter, I'm really glad that you're going to be playing 8 hours of soccer a day, because then at least your thighs will be thinner than they are because they're fat now. And this was to a 12, 13-year-old girl. So I think that the pressure still come from not just the media, but also from the people that are around us, our friends and family. I was appalled that she said that. And I was also even more appalled that my friend did not say something back to her mother and that she agreed with her. So that's...
So did you order the footlong?
I did, yes. No. But I think that's, like, what's scary to me is that, you know, it's not necessarily outside of... It's not so far away. It can be very, very close. Like, the pressures that you get are from your friends and family. I mean...
Well, that is the worst. And frankly, loved ones, especially parents, saying one thing, I know women, and of course I deal with women all the time. What is the worst thing ever is maybe a father or a mother saying something to their daughter just in passing. And like, yeah, she needs to go get this. She needs more exercise. She doesn't look as thin as her sisters. No. Imagine even, forget being a teenager, even being 6, 7 years old, mm-hmm. something that sticks with you. And for some, especially women, that sticks with you for such a long time that that's where eating disorders start. Mm-hmm. And, well, it's a lifelong struggle with eating, where it's a love-hate affair.
No, absolutely. And unfortunately, growing up, I actually knew a lot of people in my school, a friend actually, who did end up going through that. And I think it's one of those things where sometimes the pressures, as you were saying, come from the family, come from whatever. And eating disorders are obviously a mental disorder, and they're trying to have some sort of control of their life, so therefore they do it over the food. But I think that you're right in that it does start, when it starts that close to home, I think it becomes a psychological thing. And my friend to this day still has a huge issue with food and how she sees it and how it affects her body and how she sees herself, because she's actually a very tall, thin girl as it is. Which is what's crazy to me. But anyways, we will be right back. We will continue with this topic of body image when we return on the Dr. Nick Show on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
School housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, small boxes are just $1 when you buy 5 or more. Staples, make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Hi, welcome back to the Dr. Nick Show with Nicholas Nikoloff, and I am your co-host, Holly Rhodes, and we left the last segment talking about body image, specifically with the pressures from family and friends and people who are close to us, and not just necessarily things that we see in magazines and the media, things that are, not, or that are a little bit farther away. I think I was leaving off just saying that I think it can also go the other way around about not being too thin. What I'm getting now that I'm getting a little bit older is that I'll go home and my family will be like, you're too thin. Like, do you eat? Like, are you taking care of yourself? Like, that type of stuff. And then my mom, you know, and other people will be like, well, I can't wait until
your parents don't live in LA, right?
No, they do not. Okay. Yes.
Just checking.
Yes, exactly. And I understand what they're saying. They want to make sure that I'm taking care of myself. And I am. I always go to the doctors and get proper checkups, and I'm very healthy. But I think for where they're coming from and how they live, I think it's just very, very different. And so they're like, well, we can't wait till you actually gain some weight so you know what it's like to be on the other end. And I think that's so bizarre to me. It's just like, why do people say things like that?
Everybody wants the rest of the world to be just like them.
Yes.
And for them to be maybe just a little better.
I guess.
And if you're fat, wouldn't you want everybody else to be fat? You'd just be a little thinner?
No, I think everyone should just be healthy for their own weight and their own body and what makes them happy. And
but
I think
that's why standards are so strange, and that's why I have a big issue with it. You go one place, okay, you're too thin. You go another place, you're too fat.
Mm-hmm.
Be yourself. We all have different body types. What's healthy for one person is not always the healthiest for another.
Right.
So listen to your body. Take care of it. Your body will tell you what is very good for it. And if you don't listen to your body and try to force it to be something it's not, it can be in either direction, then you'll get punished for it, one way or another.
No, absolutely. I think the hard part is when you're trying to do that and then you've got all these other people around you jibber-jabbering, talking to you.
Everybody has an opinion.
Everyone has an opinion.
I just wish they listened to their own every so often.
No, absolutely. I agree. I mean, but I will say, though, growing up, I was very fortunate in that my parents always said, everything in moderation, make sure you exercise, eat well, and then that's all you can ask for. And I was very lucky that, you know, most of the year, 5-6 months out of the year, we just ate from our garden. So there wasn't anything, you know, horrible or unhealthy we were doing. Like, I still, to this day, love, you know, the farmer's market, eating healthy and going and picking out my produce and all of that. So I think I came from a pretty good, healthy standard of how to look at myself and what's going in my body and how to ask.
Well, you're lucky. You could have grown up on McDonald's and Taco Bell.
Well, that's the funny thing. I remember at 13 and 14, my parents took me to McDonald's and I was like, I don't want to eat this. I don't like how it tastes. And my mom's like, all right, you're a weirdo. So anyways, I haven't been to a McDonald's, I think, since then. I literally have not eaten there.
it's what you get used to.
It is. And it's just funny to me how your own taste buds will grow in advance, like even at that age and as you get older, because even for me, things that I used to like before I don't like now. Like I used to drink milk growing up and now I can't stand the taste of it. I can't drink it.
Really?
I gag. I don't like it at all. So now
I guess no cream for your coffee.
No, I do almond milk instead. It's a little lighter. But we do have a great guest on at the moment. I believe she has the title of Miss Woman Texas 2016, and her name is Audrey. Welcome to the show, Audrey. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Is this Holly? Hi, Holly.
It is. And Dr. Nick, how are you?
And Dr. Nick, so nice to meet you here virtually on the show. Thank you.
Well, yeah, thank you for joining us.
So we were in the studio and we're talking. I'm just curious. So what exactly does Miss Woman Texas 2016 represent, and how did you go about getting that title?
Sure. Great question. May 29th, we had our pageant. The Miss United States pageant, which Ms. Woman is a part of that, celebrated 30 years. We had our 30th anniversary for this system. It's been around for quite some time, but the Ms. Woman was an added title just in the last couple years. So I was honored to be crowned on May 29th here in Texas, and we were judged on personality interviews, swimwear, body image, our inner outer beauty, our intelligence, and fast wit, quick wit on stage, with a panel of awesome judges from all walks of life, celebrity
judges.
I don't
remember being invited as a judge.
I know. Y'all said, hey, come to Vegas. We have our national Ms. Woman United States under the umbrella of Miss United States, July 29th through August 4th. So August 4th, they will be crowning.
Oh, wow.
Ms. Woman, I'm competing for the title, so wish me luck, please.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes, we'll have our fingers crossed for
and
you.
And if you're from Texas, sounding as sweet as you do, I'm sure you will have no issues whatsoever.
Well, I'm working on it. I'm working my health and fitness, like just like Holly was saying. We have a lot in common.
So how do you deal with the pressures of having to look good on stage, having to have a good attitude, and not always having to be neurotic about every bit of food that goes in your mouth, every 100 steps that you didn't finish that day that you're measuring? Whatever it may be, it must be a lot of pressure when you're on stage and people are staring at you, every part of you, and not only do you have to sound smart and happy, which for you it sounds like it's natural, but you also have to look fantastic, and people that weigh, again, 300 pounds feel like they have the right to pick you apart and say, oh, you know, this can be a little better. How do you deal with that pressure?
Well, I deal with it gently and lovingly, and loving myself, you know, every day as much as I can. I believe, like Holly said earlier, everything in moderation. Sometimes I have cheat days where I'll eat some fatty, cheaty foods that, you know, someone may...
Well, I hope your husband or your boyfriend doesn't mind the cheat days.
Hey, I'm single, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, for all the listeners out there.
Yes.
A beauty queen and unattached. That's quite a catch.
So I believe that we're our own worst critics, Dr. Nick and Holly. And, you know, the inner beauty and nurturing that inner beauty. And if we mess up or we missed a workout that day, hey, tomorrow's another day, or, you know, it's okay. You know, what are we going to do? Gain an ounce? And I just believe in living life and having that ice cream cone once in a while and just being being the best version of yourself you can be, really.
I believe in that, too. There is only one problem. I believe it every day, so I'm very nice to myself.
That's not my reason.
And then one day I look in front of the mirror, and I realize I've been really kind to myself.
So, Audrey, we would love to keep talking with you. We have to go to a commercial break right now, if you'll stay on the line. We'll be right back with the Dr. Awesome, thank you. We'll be right back with the Dr. Nick Show on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. And when we come back, we'll be continuing to talk with Audrey, Miss Woman Texas 2016.
I just want to feel this moment.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store, the good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The company store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
Goop, gunk, sludge, whatever you want to call it. It's the stuff that makes your engine just plain dirty. Luckily, the active cleaning power of Pennzoil conventional motor oil, just $3.39 a quart at Napa, helps keep your engine clean. So pick up Pennzoil conventional for $3.39 a quart at Napa and say goodbye to gunk. That's Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Hi, welcome back to the Dr. Nick Show and the amazing but top of number one Beverly Hills plastic surgeon Nicholas Nicklaub, and I am your co-host Holly Rose. And before we left, we were talking with Miss Woman Texas 2016, Audrey, and we were talking about body image, and I believe Nick was asking her what it was like to have the pressures of the media and what it's like to be on stage. Is that...
Audrey, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I was afraid we were going to miss that sweet Texas accent.
Do I really have one, y'all?
Yes.
Yes.
In a good way.
And trust me, it's a great one. Nothing to feel bad about. Quite the opposite.
Thank you. But
Audrey, do you feel like when you're on stage, and especially with, like, I know there's a lot of conversation right now about trying to get rid of the bathing suit portion of these pageants and whatnot, do you feel like that's something that you agree with, or do you like the bathing suit portion because it shows all the hard work that you guys have been putting in order to maintain that?
Yes, great point. The one-piece swimwear has really graduated and come a long way because it's now, as you could see, even with the Miss America organization and now Miss United States organization, it's all bikinis. Although we have the options in the women division to wear a one-piece. And quite frankly, I can wear a two-piece any day of the week, but I prefer to wear a one-piece at my age, in my 40s, and be age-appropriate and be classy and elegant, you know, in a one-piece. I don't want everything hanging out for everybody in the world to see, even if I am toned in shape, you know?
Right.
So, but I just think you
one question I have is, if this is a beauty contest, and it's supposed to be about beauty, it's not supposed to be about a lot of other things. And yes, beauty comes from the inside as well, and personality is very important. Your smile, how you speak, being intelligent, I think is just as attractive. But at the end of the day, we're talking about a beauty contest. And I sort of have an issue with going so far into being politically correct that a beauty contest now is not going to have a bathing suit competition. But then it's getting to be a fashion show. It's
what?
Who can be more stylish in the gown.
I don't know
it's
if I agree
with that.
It's
not a beauty contest.
It is still a beauty contest because wearing a certain couture dress and heels and walking on that stage and having to answer questions and still being upbeat and, you know, charismatic and all that, that still takes a lot of work.
We'll give you Miss Personality.
Great, and that's what I'm saying, but that's also part of being beautiful, you said.
Well, I don't think that we should get rid of that, but I don't think we should take out, it's a beauty pageant, and we're taking out something that's helps you judge women's beauty. And it is about beauty.
Well, we're judging the body.
Yeah.
That's technically what we're doing.
Well, why not?
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Well,
it's just one part of the whole thing.
Right, but what I'm saying is some people don't think that should be in the... I'm just doing for devil's advocate's sake. I'm just talking about this. But I'm saying that some people don't believe that should be in there anymore. But I guess maybe you'll know, Audrey. Do you know if the swimsuit portion of the contest has always been in this? Or has it come in later, in later years?
You know, as far as I know, Holly, it's always been a part of the judging system, the program. It certainly has, but I believe it used to be a one piece maybe years ago, but I hadn't really researched it that far, to be honest with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, 30 years ago, it's a good point, you know, to maybe I should look historically to find out
when it was added in or if it's always been in the program. Yeah, I was just curious, but...
But if you have objections of being in a bathing suit and doing that, don't enter the contest. If you choose to be in a beauty contest, that is one of the things, external beauty, that's one of the things that people will judge you on. And it's part of it. Nobody makes you go. Nobody forces you. It's okay. So when the politically correct thing with everything, it can go so far, then we forgot what the event is about.
No, you don't, because you still have, like, the talent portion. You still have the whole dance section in the beginning, in the middle, and sometimes at the end. Then you have the answer question. There's still a lot of different segments that are very important in order to make up the whole thing.
And nobody's trying to get rid of those.
No, because they're very important. I'm just saying that with the different body images that people are constantly, you know, bombarded with, I'm just saying, is that a good or a bad thing to get rid of in something that is watched worldwide? And especially young kids growing up, I watched them all the time. And I didn't look like those women growing up. So it's
Guess what? The reason they're up there, the reason women like a wonderful caller end up winning is because they don't look like anybody else. They look better. That's the whole idea.
I mean, that's the
They wouldn't win if they didn't look better. They have to look better, they have to be sweeter, they have to be smarter, they have to be more outgoing personality-wise, and that's the whole point. That's how you win.
Okay.
And the physical fitness, that's the part where the swimwear, there's a 25% for physical fitness, 25% interview, 25, you know, they're equally judged, you know, as far as the percentages are across the board the same for swimwear, for evening gown, for, you know, and then the onstage question, that'll make you or break you, you know, in a heartbeat. So that's really important towards the end, because you could just be the queen all the way up until then and then not know what you're talking about. You know,
and I hear that happens occasionally in beauty pageants.
But I think also talking, that's a whole other thing too, and talking in front of people and talking in front of an audience. I mean, some people have a really big fear of that, and that's something that doesn't go away if that's something that, you know, petrifies them. Because I know a lot of people who are really great one-on-one, and then they get in front of a group and they cannot talk. But they are so smart and they're very educated, but literally, you know, in front of a group, they just kind of go numb, like kind of like deer in headlights.
And yes, I'm sure... Mm-hmm. Miss America or Miss USA or any of those beauty pageants are not in their future. If you freeze on stage, it's not going to happen. And it's just a beauty contest. We try to make too much out of it, and we try to make it as if this sets some standard for everybody. It's beautiful women competing, showing their talent, and showing their ability. And... take it for what it is.
A beautiful smile. A beautiful smile.
And I can tell you have one. Just by the way you speak and pause, I can tell that you smile with almost every other word.
Dr. Nick is so funny sometimes.
No, but certain things you can read into people. And I'm imagining you on the call, and I very seriously doubt that I'm wrong about that. I bet you smile a lot.
But Audrey, before we let you go, I did have a quick question for you. So since you've won the Miss Woman Texas 2016 title, what has been your favorite part of winning?
Well, the favorite part of winning is the beauty shoots. I love the photo shoots that we have.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, I do want to say my platform, which is very important to us, my platform is can wait. Stop texting and driving, y'all. Let's stay safe on the roads. Keep your eyes on the road, away from your phone. If that means shutting your phone down, putting it away, we're just, every day there's somebody innocent, people dying. Let's save life.
No, I think that's a great one, especially in LA where there is so many drivers. And I do see so many people on their phones, and it bothers me so much because you can't do anything about it. And you can see them looking at their phone and they're driving and they're not, their eyes are not on the road. And all I want to do is scream out to them to like stop whatever it is they're doing because it's not that important. You can wait 30 seconds till you get home or get to wherever you're going to. But that's just me.
So here we have another public message. Last show we had. Sign up for organ donation. It's very important. Mm-hmm. This show, just as important. You don't want to be an organ donor prematurely, unnecessarily. So don't text and drive.
Please don't
text and drive. Save yourself and save others.
Yes. Well, Audrey, thank you so much for calling in, and congratulations again.
Love you all. God bless everyone. God bless
you. You too, hon. Thank you. Good luck on in July.
Come to Vegas, baby.
We'll try. Sounds great. Well, we unfortunately have to go to a commercial break, but you're listening to the Dr. Nick Show with Nicholas Nikolov, and I am your co-host, Holly Rokes, on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, and we will be back to talk more about body image.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Hi, welcome back. You are on the Dr. Nick Show with Nicholas Nikov on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. I am your co-host, Holly Rose, and we are talking about body image. But something I did hear, though, speaking of body image and social media and all of that, I don't take selfies. I'm not a big selfies person. It's not something that I like to do, and it's funny because one of my friends was asking me the other day why I don't take that many. I think on my Instagram feed I probably have one or two pictures max of selfies, and for me it's just, I feel like it's so self-indulgent, and that's just me.
I don't know. You could have indulged us. You said you were at the pool.
Yes.
Yesterday, and the
was,
water.
I was.
And you one piece.
No.
Actually, let me clarify. It was more like a bodysuit.
No, it was a two-piece, but I wear a long sleeve top to protect my skin from the sun.
Down to your wrists.
Down to my wrists, a little bit above my neck, and then it's just a top, though, and it goes over your bathing suit. So if you're in the sun for long periods of time, it just protects because of SPF 50. And then I'll take it off when, you know, I go back in or do whatnot. So, and it dries really quickly, the material, which is awesome. I highly recommend it for really hot, intense days like yesterday was.
So you're advocating the total bodysuit now. Forget one piece. When you say
sure.
one piece, you mean
yeah.
cover down to ankles
yep.
and wrists, cover everything.
If they had one for pants, I'd probably buy that too. But I do wear a two-piece normally, but yesterday the sun was so intense I had to protect the skin. So I did wear the top to help that out a little bit.
I think that's worth a selfie. At least for me.
Yes, I
would
have
gone and highly encouraged you.
I should have taken one. I thought about it, but I did not. But I think it's just funny how so many people love taking selfies. It's something that has become, you know, the last couple of years a new phenomenon where, like, everyone knows about it. Even my parents are like, oh, are you going to take a selfie? I'm like, no, stop.
So for your birthday, I was going to get you one of those long sticks.
Yeah, you can save your money.
And that way you can get a better angle.
No.
Because when it's too close, it gets distorted.
Absolutely.
And that's why most people don't look as good in selfies as they think they should.
Well, that's why they have all those filters and stuff now. Like, you can have, like, false light put on your phone. You can do all these different sort of shadings and, like, What not, there's so many things you can do
oh,
now.
Oh, I'm missing
your,
out.
Yes,
you I
are.
Can look good too.
Yeah, everyone can look good. They have these like apps now where it makes your face look like it's been retouched from the app if you put the picture into it. And everyone in the picture looks like they've been retouched. Yeah, it's insane. So anyways,
there is hope.
There
at the end of the day, the angle distorts tremendously.
Yes.
And you don't look in real life the way you look in a selfie. And most of the time, the difference is not for the better. You look better in real life.
Yeah. I mean, yes and no.
So don't judge yourself by selfies.
Correct. And I definitely don't judge that. I just don't really take them. So I don't have a problem with that. But
let me guess. You're photographed enough by others. So there is no need for you to take a selfie. Is that what I'm getting?
Well, I like pictures with people and things that I am doing. And that makes me more happy than just a picture of myself, I guess. So to me, if you're going to share something, it's of things that I am doing and adventures and that type of stuff. Speaking of, we unfortunately won't be back next Tuesday as I am going to Costa Rica on Thursday, which I will take lots of pictures and send you as well. But I'm very excited about going. And I will be in a bathing suit.
But watch out for the little monkeys.
There are so many monkeys there, and they get away with everything, and they will come over and try to take your food and drinks. I've been to Costa Rica before. This is my second time. I'm going to go visit my friend and stay with her and her husband and their two loving children. But I'm excited to go. But I feel like, I don't know, I feel like when I go to Costa Rica and I'm on vacation, I'm in a two-piece. I don't feel as much pressure to this all as I do like when I'm here in L.A., with all the what do you guys call yourselves? Californians? Is that what it is?
All I'm hearing is the monkeys is not a judgment. They're not as judgmental as
they are not.
All the guys in L.A.
Yes.
And they appreciate me for who I am.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, I agree. But I did hear that a lot of people are actually taking time away right now on social media because they want to be able to focus on other things that are important. I heard that actually Demi Lovato is going off of social media. She's going to keep her Snapchat. Which, by the way, a new recent poll I read said that Facebook is no longer this generation's social media platform because so many older people are now getting on it. And so now I heard that it's Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat is the new big thing. And I have no idea what Snapchat is. I don't have an account. I don't use it. And so now I'm just like, wait, am I getting old? Do I not know what's going on?
Yes, we're all getting older.
I don't know. But I do think Snapchat is something I have to look into because, of course, you have to stay relevant in social media these days in order to get out to the masses.
I've had about 10 people just this last week tell me, why aren't you on Snapchat?
Really?
It's like, Snapchat? Why?
I don't know what it is.
But maybe I should look into it.
Yeah. I mean, I heard they're basically 3-second videos that you can post, and you can go through them very quickly, kind of like Instagram where you can just scroll through pictures very quickly. But they disappear, I think, after a certain period of time that I think is 24 hours. They disappear, and then you can put up new ones. So they don't stay on there forever.
Oh, no. That's too much pressure for me.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
I have to put something up every 24 hours.
Yeah, something like that. Or I mean, it stays. I think it can stay on your feed, but it just—I don't know. I don't know the
My
logistics.
Life is not that exciting.
My—I don't think mine is either. But I did find out, which I didn't know, that everything that you put up on Facebook is actually owned by Facebook once you put it up, which I didn't know.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, no, but that, if I had known this earlier, I think I would be a little bit more choosy as to what I put up on Facebook because you assume because
you. I think
you
should have been
picture.
A lot choosier. Well, that's just my opinion.
Yes, exactly. That's why I'm like, this is very bizarre to me. But I also, this is very scary. My friend was trying to do me a favor, and they forgot where I lived, but they needed my home address in order to finish this favor for me. And I was at work and wasn't able to get to my phone, so they just Googled me. And apparently, way too much information came up, and so now I'm going to have to go and like control that a little bit. It's scary how...
No, you will have where you live, how much you make, what your returns
too much.
Are.
Yeah.
You can find out.
But I just want to know, how is this information getting out? But anyways, that's a whole other topic on technology and things in the media that shouldn't be there and whatnot. But I just get very, very frustrated. But going back to just wrap up today's show on body image, I just think that as long as... you as a person are doing what makes you happy and it's healthy and you're doing that, I think that's all you really need to listen to.
At the end of the day, be true to yourself.
Absolutely.
No one else but yourself. You know what's best. Make yourself happy. If you like yourself, if you love yourself, so would everyone else.
Thank you so much for listening to the Dr. Nick Show with Nicholas Nikoloff. I am your co-host, Holly Rokes, on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. And we will talk to you guys later. Have a great week.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com. Thank you.